This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Morning, Mrs. Giles.
I love this shop, Rob. It has everything you need and then things you don't even know you need. Look at this suitcase. Real leather, very smart. I'm getting the beige one. Take the black one for yourself, Rob.
I can't buy anything at the moment, Feifei. I haven't got any money.
You should save some money so you can buy things like this. Here, this one is a bit smaller and costs less. Oh, mine is big and luxurious, though.
I did save some money, but I lent it to a friend last month and I'm still waiting to be paid back.
Oh, Rob, you shouldn't lend money to just anybody. Oh, I love that handbag too.
Really? Yes, last month, someone came to me and said she needed some cash desperately for the rent.
Oh, that's right. It was me. Sorry, Rob, I completely forgot.
Well, finally the penny dropped.
Where? Where? You can't be dropping your pennies if you need cash. Let me help you find them.
It's not on the floor, Feifei. In English, when we say the penny dropped, we mean somebody has finally realised or understood something.
Well, so let's hear some examples of how this expression is used.
Susan keeps postponing the wedding, Joe. When is the penny going to drop? She doesn't love you.
If your boss doesn't appreciate you, why not leave a job advert from another company on your desk? That will make the penny drop.
What an interesting expression. I'll pay you back, Rob, I promise.
Thank you. I'm glad because I want to buy one of these suitcases and they cost a pretty penny.
Oh, enough penny expressions for today, Rob. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.